Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
Good morning. I'm Angela Davis, and you're listening to NPR News. So glad you could be with us today. Have you been dreaming about your next vacation? It is spring break season and summer is approaching, and that may have you thinking about your next trip, whether it's a trip with friends, family members, or simply by yourself. You don't have to go far to do something fun because there really are plenty of great day trips and staycations you can take right here in Minnesota. So this hour, I'm talking with two journalists about their favorite hidden gems for travel within the state and how to plan a short getaway when you can't take a longer trip. And we definitely want to hear from you, too. We want you to call in with your ideas and suggestions. What are your prized hidden gems in Minnesota? Do you have a favorite place to take a day trip? What do you do in your town when you want to have some fun without booking a trip? The phone lines are open. Here are the numbers to call. You can call us at 651-227-6000. Again, 651-227-6000 or 800-242-2828. You can also leave me a message on Twitter. I'm at Angela Davis, MPR. Two guests in the studio with me this morning. So happy to see M. Castle. M. is a co-founder and co-editor of Racket, a Twin Cities publication for news, arts, and culture founded by a group of former City Pages editors. Welcome to the program. Welcome back, M.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me again.
Yeah, nice to meet you in person.
Yeah, for real.
We also have with us Stephanie March. Stephanie is the food and dining editor at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Hi, Stephanie. Nice to see you.
Well, nice to see you, too. Yes. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So I think I speak for a lot of people, Em and Stephanie, when I say I need a break. A lot of people need a break.
This winter.
From the slush, the mud, and the clouds, right? But let's just talk about what is appealing about a day trip, just, you know, having a day or maybe 2 days, a weekend trip, as opposed to taking a long out-of-state trip. What is actually really preferable about that in some cases, Em?
Well, I think it can be almost its own stressor if you're planning a big trip sometimes. It requires all this upfront effort and a lot of investment and planning and coordinating. And there's something about a day trip, right, all of that, where it's just too much. A day trip can feel a little more spontaneous, a little more freeing, and just like a little more refreshing, maybe.
Right. And you still get that benefit, like, ooh.
Something new. Right. I mean, and I think that it's a little bit, you know, like you get to go and see places that are closer to you. It's not, you don't have to learn a language.
Well, right.
Maybe if you're going to North Dakota, we can talk about that. But, you know, it's like there's a little bit of a, like, kind of experiencing more of what's already around you. You kind of feel a little bit more, I don't know, it feels like you're boosting yourself as well.
100%. And there's so much cool stuff to do even here in Minnesota. Like, I have only seen a fraction of it.
True. So. Of the state, right, of our state, many people. And Stephanie, you walked in the studio, you were like, ooh, I went to Fargo. And I shut it down in Fargo. What did you do in Fargo?
Oh my gosh, we did everything in Fargo that you can do because it is small. But nonetheless, like, that was, you guys, I did not expect it, but I ate great food. We stayed in a lovely hotel. We actually had cocktails on a little bit of a bar crawl. We went to a museum. We went to a brewery. We went to the Hot Dish Festival is what we did. Ooh. And it was unbelievably fun. And everyone there was so friendly and welcoming and just fun. It was a good vibe.
So the drive time, Minneapolis to Moorhead, Fargo, is about, what?
Three,
4 hours?
Yeah, is it three? I think it was three. But listen, I had a podcast that, like, I hadn't heard, you know, like a serial killer podcast. I was just dying to find the end of it. So I went with my son and we just kind of, we just tuned it up. We just drove and we went. And it was a great sunny day and it was easy driving.
And you timed it with an event because that's something you can do, like time a day trip to a festival or something.
Yes. And that was like having the Hot Dish Festival kind of at the end. It was on a Sunday. So we drove up on a Saturday and we actually literally did like a 24 hours in Fargo. where we just kind of like hung out. We got there, we got bread, you know, we got a snack. We went to go see some music that was playing, and we got, and then we went to dinner and did some bar stuff. And then the next day we went to vinyl record shopping. They have a great museum up there, you guys. They have a Prairie Arts Museum that is spectacular.
Cool.
So we saw indigenous art. We walked around, and then we went to this brew hall at Drucker Brewing.
Yeah.
And we had saw everybody going nuts over hot dish, and it was a riot. And then we got in our car and we left. It was perfect.
So there we go. That's one idea. And what about you? Some of your favorite places or something you recently did that you want to share with people?
Well, I do a lot of day tripping based around my dog, who is big and loves being outside. And so it's a lot of state parks, a lot of, what if we went to a state park and then went to dinner? What if we went to a state park and then hit a brewery? So, like, I really like going to Jay Cook, which is pretty close to the Twin Cities.
Jay Cook State Park.
Yeah. And then you're really close to Duluth if you head up that way. You're close to Gordy's Hi-Hat, which is one of my favorite spots to grab a burger and sit on the patio. I just feel like there are so many cool outdoor things you can do, and we are finally getting into the time of year where it's pleasant to do that.
God, yes.
So for the pet owners, the dogs can go on the day trip.
Absolutely, okay. Yeah, which also kind of removes that stress of like, we got to find someone to let the dog out, and it's enough.
Yeah.
And so you're big into cycling. You're an avid cyclist. I have in my notes here that you do this thing where you have a raft, a special raft that can hold your bike. What is that?
This is probably a little more specialized than what the average person wants to get into. But there are these inflatable rafts called pack rafts. They pack down to like a foot by a foot, and you can kind of lash them to a rack on your bike and then ride somewhere, inflate them, and raft somewhere, and then bike away.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really fun.
That is so cool.
All right, I'm going to start to bring some listeners in who are calling in already with ideas as we talk about day trips. We want some ideas on where we can go for just a day or maybe a weekend to take a break. Call us at 651-227-6000. Let's go to Brainerd, where Ed is on the phone. Good morning, Ed. What did you want to tell us?
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Great program. And wanted to tell your listeners about an event, a great day trip called the Tour of Lakes Bike Ride. It's in Brainerd, Saturday, June 3rd, less than 3 months away, believe it or not. You know, it's an easy day trip out of the cities or wherever you're coming from. We offer three different routes, a long route if you're more serious about it. Routes as short as about 12 miles if you want to take the kids or first time on a bike. Mm-hmm. Anyone can do it. We have great rest stops, SAG support. Someone will pick you up if you break down or have trouble.
Oh, you know,
there's a party afterwards, band.
And this is called the Tour of Lakes, Ed?
The Tour of Lakes, that's correct.
They're in Brainerd on June 3rd. And what else can I do in Brainerd while I'm there, Ed?
Oh, there's all kind of, there's lakes, Brainerd Lakes area, if you're into water sports, beaches, that kind of stuff. The rides out of downtown, it's kind of cool old stores down there, fun area to hang out in. So lots of fun stuff
to
do up here besides the ride.
Good. Okay. Thank you. That's Ed in Brainerd letting us know about the Tour of Lakes there on June 3rd. As we talk about just outdoor activities, Stephanie, I told you I got the March issue of Minneapolis St. Paul magazine came through the mailbox. I was like, woo, weekend getaways.
Get out
and explore. But there's a beautiful section that you guys have here that's just uplifting and highlighting some of the natural wonders in our state parks, the bucket list of Minnesota wonders. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, and that's the cover one is one of my favorites, Blue Mound State Park.
I haven't been there. Where is it?
I know.
It sounds far. I've never been there. Where is that? Is that way
so
north?
Far. No, or it's south? Southwest. And this is my point. Everybody goes north. Everyone's like, ooh, Brainerd.
It's
ooh,
true.
Let's go to North Shore.
Super guilty.
Can I advocate for the Southwest?
Go ahead.
Because it is gorgeous down there. There are like 2 billion year old rocks. These rocks, I don't know, they're very old. These rocks are like 2 billion year olds. And this Blue Mound State Park is just this, you know, the rocks there, you guys, and I might be a rock nerd, and my son might be a geologist.
Yeah. So, people collect rocks. No,
yes.
I like
it's
rocks.
Fun.
But I'm telling you, there's something about the beauty of these bluffs and like the way that they change color in the light. And like, we don't think of that. We think
change
of ourselves.
Color. They change color in the light.
Yeah. Like you just get this like shimmery look to them. And I'm going to say that we think of ourselves as pine trees and water, right?
Totally.
But we are also cool limestone and rock, and also water that goes through rock and then becomes really good for brewing and distilling. Like this is, if you go down to Spring Grove, Grove, which, you know, is in the Driftless area, also south. You know, Spring Grove is a cute little town. They've got Spring Grove soda, but they also have Rock Filter Distillery, which is some of the best whiskey in the state, if you ask me. And that's because of the water, and they grow organically. And it's like all those things, like I orient around bikes and stuff like this, and I orient around whiskey and beer. So
that's true. So we do put a lot of emphasis on northern Minnesota, but there are some great treasures in the southern and southwestern parts of the state. I'm also looking at this. I've been to this one a year or two ago, Grand Portage State Park, High Falls. So that's way up there, almost in Canada.
Yeah, I mean,
that's another drive.
You gotta love the way north. Like, to me, you know, like,
but I like the natural wonders aspect of it.
Yeah, right? Well, and I mean, like Pipestone too. You know, there's so many different things that we have that we all love our nature. We do, and we love to experience it. But I think sometimes we forget about, like, you know, and like the Niagara Cave, the waterfall in the cave in southern Minnesota. So cool.
So the great things to see, and great photos too.
Great photos.
Right. Let's take a phone call as we talk about day trips, things to see in Minnesota, places to go. In Hopkins, I have Mara. Is it Mara or Mara on the line?
It's Mara.
Hi, Mara. What did you want to tell us?
Good morning. I was actually inspired by your original request for hidden gems, and I think that one of your guests is actually going to really love what I say. So sometimes I would pick up my son and a few of his friends during spring break, and I would take them to this little local business in Ridgefield called the Enchanted Rock Garden.
Uh-huh.
Give each kid $5, and they will spend 2 to 3 hours. They walk in the door, and there are little buckets that each kid can get, kind of like their own little Easter egg hunt, but for rocks. And if they bring them up front, the guy at the desk has stories about where every rock comes from.
Oh my
Sometimes
God.
Kids find a trilobite or a shark tooth, and then right down the street is Pizza Luce.
Oh,
and smart. I swear, you can bring one mom with you if you want, and we're chill in a rock shop. It's cool. It's not like a kiddie place. It just happens to delight kids for,
so Mara,
like I said, 2.5, 3 hours.
Oh, absolutely, which is great, right? So, Mara, this is the Enchanted Rock Garden, and that's in Ridgefield?
It's in Ridgefield, and you're supporting local business.
Yes.
What's better than that?
Yeah, I like that. Thank you very much.
That's a staycation.
We gotta go. Right. And it's great. I mean, I can just see the little wheels turning in their heads. Mm-hmm. It's educational, and it's easy. And so M. Racket released a spring guide of things to do. And what are some of the events there that you want to highlight and let people know as they start to mark calendar dates?
Absolutely. Well, if we're talking about staycation stuff here in the Twin Cities, there are so many great shows coming up this spring. I feel like it's just the time of year where bands finally remember that Minnesota exists. And
they're willing to come here. They're
for
willing.
Real, which, like, I understand it. I don't want to get stuck in a snowstorm when I'm trying to travel either. But so, yeah, we just have a lot of fun concerts on there, especially. Like, I personally am a real fan of 100 Gex. If there are any other 100 Gex listeners out there, they will be here in a few months.
So you could plan a day around a musical event.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Figure out where you want to go grab dinner and drinks and figure out what you want to see. And I kind of think it's fun to do a staycation where you even stay in, like, downtown Minneapolis or downtown St. Paul. Like, that has been fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
We're very close here at the studio to, like, Hotel Celeste, which is gorgeous.
Totally.
And so close to so many theaters and art spaces.
Right, a lot of places opened during the pandemic or right before the pandemic. A lot of things have, you know, emerged when we, you know, after we all, you know, just, you know, had to stay home and didn't go out. So you might find some hidden gems just in your own neighborhood that emerged. Anything else in the spring guide that you want to let people know about?
There are a lot of festivals, a lot of outdoor stuff. We also have a lot of comedy in there. It's really hard
comedy
for me
shows?
To pick favorites. Yeah.
Comedy shows? Okay.
Everybody is coming back to the Twin Cities now that it's that time of year. So
some national performers or some
absolutely.
Regional ones that are doing well. Okay. Yeah. Let's take another phone call. Want your ideas on day trips, staycations, fun things to do. Are you in a small town and you want people like, hey, come check us out? Call us at 651-227-6000. Share your ideas in Minneapolis. Margaret's on the phone. Hey, Margaret, how are you?
I'm great.
All
how
right.
are you?
I'm well. Thinking about these getaways, what do you suggest?
My partner and I and sometimes friends go down to La Crosse, which is in Wisconsin, so mm-hmm. not Minnesota, but right over the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great little river town, and the reason we go is there's a fabulous 4-star hotel called the Charmont.
Mm-hmm.
How do you? And what is it called again?
It's called the Charmont, C Charmant.
Thank you.
And it's a 4-star hotel. It was an old candy factory, so it's really sweet, beautiful, right on the river in the main area. I mean, they make their own chocolate there. There's a little restaurant, and then there's this little cafe with a wood-burning fire on the top. They've got a rooftop deck, and from there... and it's really well done. You feel like you're in Paris.
That sounds nice, right? But some,
I know,
I'm there.
Get it on your, I know, go.
Right?
And then they have free bikes. So you ride up and down the river. You can walk to like all the little breweries, restaurants, vintage stores, et cetera. It's just really, and then there's hiking too. So there's the Granddaddy Bluff. And then we usually take the Wisconsin side back. So you go through all those little towns like Stockholm.
Oh, yeah. Get some pie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That sounds great.
So it's just fabulous. And we go like twice a year. Highly recommend it. The staff is fabulous and you won't regret it.
Have you ever been to Love Child in La Crosse?
Yes.
That's a restaurant from Minnesota chefs, Jay Sparks, who was kind of the big guy at D'Amico forever. Cool. He opened up that place and it's just such a, it's a charmer, for sure.
And Margaret, what's...
It feels like you've gone back in time a little bit.
Yeah!
Remind us of the drive time, Margaret. Minneapolis to La Crosse.
It's about 2.5 hours.
Okay, all right.
So you take the short way down, and then you go the riverside on the way back.
Oh, Margaret worked
like
it out for us. Yeah. Thank you.
I like that. It's a total hack.
Instead of Paris, La Crosse, Wisconsin. But I see it, though, right? I'm actually visualizing this. Thank you.
And isn't that where Old Style beer was invented, I believe? So that's important.
And Margaret, when she said Stockholm, Wisconsin, on my list of favorite places to go, I was going to say Lake Pepin.
Yes.
And Stockholm, Wisconsin. I went there on a reporting assignment in a previous job, and I had never been to Lake Pepin. So right there in the Minnesota-Wisconsin border. And it's just gorgeous. And you can, you know, do sailboat rides. There's shopping and like cute boutiques and like there are candy stores. It was beautiful. Yeah. I didn't know. And again, about 2.5 hours, maybe two. No, not even that. Maybe an hour and a half from the Twin Cities.
Ugh. Yeah, that one is like, and that's like, you know, Harborview is a restaurant
that started.
Yes, that's
right,
my
there on the water.
But they've been around for like 30 years, I feel like.
Hard to get into.
Yeah, hard to get in. And no reservation, so you just have to go and hope. Yeah. And then just like maybe sit on the bench until they call your name.
So again, another example of that southern, that would be southeastern Minnesota that you can go to a day trip. Love these ideas. Okay, let's talk to Kyle in Hugo. Hugo with us this morning. Hi, Kyle. What did you want to suggest as we talk about day trips?
So we've got a little toddler, and something we like to do a lot, we go to our local public library. They have like a really nice play area for the little kids, and we get books every week. Mm-hmm. So that takes up like half a day. So that's really nice. And then also, I think it's in White Bear, the Tamarack Nature Preserve, really nice trails, and they have a really nice play area for kids with like a stream that goes through the whole thing, and they can play in the sand. They've got a little prairie house and sort of like these bear caves, and they do sledding in the winter. So that's a really nice like half day activity too.
And all of that sounds free. Yes.
Kyle? Yeah, it's all free. Yep.
Yeah. And Tamarack Nature Preserve, that's in White Bear, you said?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I forget exactly what city, but Tamarack Nature Preserve.
In the
East
Metro.
It's a really great place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And again, the libraries. Let's talk about our public libraries. So many of them. Thank you, Kyle. Have story time, programming, musicians, artists that come in. So you should check with your public library because they do have activities, particularly for small kids.
Yes.
Yeah. Love libraries. I'm such a fan. My mom is a librarian and it's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. We forget that they
you walk
offer
in
programs.
And you can smell that library smell and be like,
gosh,
yes,
I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I think even for an adult to take a time out, I'm going to go to a quiet place.
Yeah,
totally.
I used to instead of working like in coffee shops, I would go to libraries. But because and also like, you know, librarians, like you're saying, tend to know more than we at all give them credit
and
for.
And they're the most helpful people on earth. Like they love helping you figure something out.
So if you're like, I need to know where I should go for this, they're in their towns, especially.
Yep.
They're going to know.
Okay, let's take another phone call from a listener. As we talk about ideas for day trips and getaways, I have two journalists joining me from Racket and Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. They've got suggestions. You do, too. Call us at 651-227-6000. Let's talk to Kim in St. Paul. Kim, I live in St. Paul. What are we going to do in St. Paul? What's going on?
Hey, everybody. Yes,
hi.
I just wanted to let everyone Hi. I just wanted to let everyone know that we are bringing back Grand Ole Day.
Oh. We'll give a little round of applause. Breaking news.
When is Grand Ole Day returning to St. Paul?
Grand Ole Day is returning to St. Paul on June 4th this year on Grand Avenue. It is our 50th year, but the past few years have been not happened due to COVID and everything. Yeah.
Right.
It's going to be really exciting.
People not familiar with Grand Ole Day, it includes the parade and music, and it's an opportunity to promote the businesses there along Grand Avenue as well. Yes?
Yes. And it's actually being planned by volunteers, including almost all businesses along the avenue who are coming together to make it happen.
So this could be a trip in that if you're coming from other parts of the state, stay at a hotel in St. Paul and then experience. And is it just going to be one day not over a weekend, just one day, Kim?
It's just one day. There's going to be beer gardens and like several stages of live music. There's going to be a parade, like you said. We're even having a fun run this year. And a children's area with, you know, bounce houses and petting zoos and all the good stuff.
Right.
Lots of vendors, lots of food. A great opportunity to come back to St. Paul.
Right. And then while you're here in St. Paul, thank you, Kim. Again, if you're coming from other regions of the state, you can visit the state capitol.
Yeah,
you can walk around
the
Cathedral of St. Paul. Lots of beautiful areas. In our state capital that you can take in. Em, you wrote an article recently with the headline, and I checked to see if I could say this. Experts, your summer's gonna suck so bad. Meaning the experts are saying your summer's gonna suck so bad.
Yes.
Why is the summer gonna be bad?
Well, one aspect of your summer might really suck a lot, which is that there is a group that I had never heard of before, and now I'm kind of obsessed with them, called the Metropolitan Mosquito Control District. New to me.
Okay.
They are real.
Yes.
They exist, apparently. And
are they the ones in the helicopters, seeding all the lakes that fly over, and you're like, wait a minute.
They help us. Yes.
Yep, we love them.
What's the deal?
There's going to be a really extreme number of mosquitoes this summer is what they are saying, like worse than normal.
Because of the weather conditions?
Yeah, like with all the water and all the wet and the melt and the late spring, it sounds like it's going to be really bad.
I did not hear that.
I know, I'm really sorry.
I live by a pond. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's the worst
mosquitoes
part.
Right now, like they're working out.
they're still training.
Like,
they're
just waiting.
But that can't stop us from getting outside.
No, absolutely not. You know, what's wrong with a little DEET?
Mind a little DEET is what I was going to say. There's a whole bunch of tech too, like the whole sound waves, whatever works for you.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, okay. More news about what to plan for. Okay. Grab some mosquito repellent as we head out. Let's take another phone call. We're talking about prize hidden gems in Minnesota. Favorite places to go for a getaway, just for a day, maybe for a weekend. What do you do in your town when you want to have some fun without booking a trip? Call us at 651-227-6000 or call 800-242-2828. Let's go to Southern Minnesota and talk to Jeremy in Rochester. Hey, Jeremy.
Howdy.
Hey, what's going on in Rochester?
Well, it's a bit chilly here, of course, as with the rest of the state, but I just wanted to, highlight the game of disc golf. That's something that I usually like to do, you know, on weekends. Also bring out the dogs and stuff. It's a relatively cheap sport to kind of get into.
Disc golf. And they're special courses, disc golf courses, right?
Yeah. They're scattered around pretty much anywhere that you want to go. Typically one place I like to go down to is Iowa and Toppling Goliath Brewery, but either that or you go over to La Crosse or up to the cities and just kind of make a little day trip out of it, go eat some food that I hadn't eaten before, and if anything not that I usually go to an Airbnb, but those are always a good cheap option. Also, quick shout out to another 100 Gix fan.
I am shocked.
Nice.
This is amazing.
Nice.
Is this the band you were talking about?
Yes.
Okay. But Jeremy, if you've never gone to a disc golf course, I've never tried disc golf. So could I do it easily? Could I do it for the first time?
Absolutely. Usually, you know, you can pick up a set of discs. It's essentially like you just play it like regular golf. You have your tee pad that you throw out. It takes a bit of technique, of course, to get to where you want to be. But, you know, it's something that pretty much any age range can play. I feel it's easier on the body than playing regular golf.
If I can throw a frisbee.
And when you get there, will there be maybe some instructors who could help you get you started if you don't know what you're doing?
Yeah. I mean, the community is really nice. You know, if you ask somebody, hey, you know, can you help me out? Or even...
It's a little more grassroots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's a wonderful thing to go out and do. So
thank
just want to highlight that.
All right. That's Jeremy in Rochester. And I'm going to take another phone call before we take a news break. And then, Stephanie, I want to talk to you about the March issue of Minneapolis St. Paul magazine. You guys also focus on small towns. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to get to you on that. But first, I want to take a phone call from Maple Grove. And this is Brett, who is on the phone. Good morning, Brett. Brett, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I am.
Hi. We can hear you. Go right ahead. What did you want to suggest about a day trip or a nice getaway?
So a few years ago, my wife and I took the kids down to some caves called Niagara Caves. And there's one very close to it called Mystery Cave. Mm-hmm. And Niagara Cave, I think, is private. There's a fee.
Mm-hmm. But and what part of the state are they in? Again, Brett, what part of the state are they in?
Southeast of Rochester.
Okay.
Not too far. We stayed mm-hmm. in Rochester, so maybe a half hour out of Rochester, something like that. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't believe that they were in Minnesota. I mean, they were really amazing caves.
So one of the natural wonders. Mm-hmm. And so,
yep, we haven't been there.
And so so you walk through and you just get to experience. It's not creepy. It's fun.
It's creepy.
Can be both.
It's creepy.
Yeah. Was this a group of adults? Is this something I could take kids to? They wouldn't be like scared.
Yeah,
they think it'd be fun.
Yeah, we took our kids there. It was great.
All right. So we've got Mystery Cave and Niagara Cave there in southeastern Minnesota. Thank you, Brett. All right. Getting back to this March issue of Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, there's a feature here about small towns,
yes.
12 towns worth the weekend here in Minnesota. Let's talk about some of those trips, Stephanie, that you're excited about.
Right. You know, and the first one we started with was Detroit Lakes. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's a spot that so many people have as a destination, either from their childhoods or, you know, they were taken there as kids or with friends. But it's really a town that comes alive in the summertime.
So Detroit Lakes, what part is it?
It kind of
central.
I want to say it's like northwest, right?
Okay.
It's kind of you kind of head up that way.
Okay. Got it.
You know what I mean?
That way.
You head up that way.
And the photo here, these folks are Lazy River.
Oh yeah.
Okay. They're on a
Otter Tail River goes through, and
nice.
They have K&K tubing as one of those 2-hour
tubing.
River glides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a little
cool.
Tubing. That's not the tubing down here, which is a little more rocky. Mm-hmm. The tubing up north is a little more family friendly.
That's cool. And then Bemidji is here.
I mean, how do you not go to Bemidji and go see, you know, Babe the Blue Ox and all that
kind
of fun stuff?
I've not visited Babe.
Have you not?
No, I've done a camp pickup in and out of Bemidji. I've not spent time there.
You need to get up to Bemidji.
What's there?
I mean, you know, they have a huge state park up there.
Yeah.
And it's turning 100 this year, which is kind of cool. And they're just, you know what? What I like really about Bemidji is it's like the cool pine ness of everything.
Yeah,
like it's kind
trees.
Of more of like a relax, like you have Brainerd and that's like party time, lake time, you know, like Brainerd's everybody's cabins, you've got Gull Lake, you've got all that stuff, but Bemidji is a just a little bit of a more chill aspect.
I'll call it Bemidji.
Bemidji.
And then this I see there's a Bemidji Symphony Orchestra.
Yes I forgot that one. Which is of course one of those things that you would not, I mean, you're not thinking that's going to happen up there, but they do a lot of great outdoor fun things. Like they know that they've got a short season out there, you know what I mean? It's 4 hours I think of a drive just
north. It's a drive,
and it's
from
so,
the Twin Cities.
Yeah, and so it's like I feel like their growing season is shorter. They're going to have snowpack later than us. They really know how to take those outdoor moments and just everybody's sitting on a patio, everyone's sitting on a picnic table.
Make the most of it.
Totally.
All right, Grand Rapids is on the list of small towns to check out.
Yeah, you know what? Grand Rapids is one of those, I think, undersung places too. Rapids Brewing Company is a great brewery that's up there that they also have a location, you know, down here in North Loop with the barbecue place. What am I thinking?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Storm King?
Yes, Storm King. Yeah. So they have a partnership with them. Cool. So you can kind of preview the beer if you want to try that out. And there's a couple great brewers, but they have, you know, they have the Masabi Trail up there too. And that one is just, that's a great one. If you ever want to do like, by the way, if you ever want to get on an ATV, I think every Minnesotan
ATV
should.
Rides, right.
Yeah, I feel like you should. I feel like that's one of those things you don't do in town ever.
No.
You can't.
It's a long trail.
So get up there and get on a four-wheeler.
Okay. But that's something that I will do. I have done on vacation with my family and like in Puerto Rico or in Jamaica, you can do ATV rides. We can do that.
You can do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. You can do that. And you know, of course we have, there's Ely we have up here, which of course has the International Wolf Center. And that's one of those gateways into the Boundary Waters. That is a wonderful
And their
thing.
Downtown shopping district, Ely.
So great.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So
several, several blocks of some great shops to check out.
And the Blueberry Festival that they have every year is kind of, that's a Minnesota bucket list. I mean,
haven't
like, you have
done
to
that.
Go once.
Yeah. Timing a trip to a town, based on when a festival's occurring. It's a great idea because you know there's going to be a lot
that.
Of activity.
Yeah.
Lanesboro.
You
one
love
of my
favorite.
Yeah. So for maybe, I think, 12 years or so during MEA weekend, my family and another family, our close friends, we went to Lanesboro for, you know, 3-4 days of bike riding. The trails
the
there.
The Root River Trail. Have you done Root River Trail?
That's
on your list.
Really?
I know.
No.
This is one of my favorites. You need to do it.
Okay. You could bring the raft maybe, but so you have these paved trails along the Root River. You're going through farmland and then you get to the actual city of Lanesboro and then you have lots of places to
great
eat and
Amish
shop.
Crafts
lots
I mean,
of
like,
places
lots...
to rent things
and there's Juniper is a great restaurant there too, which is former Minnesota chefs as well. Tyler Shipton was at Burrow and you know he was a trail guy and he went down there and they opened up this little
this sounds amazing
family. They just opened this cute restaurant that has you know really great food but like still
museums
relaxed.
They have a museum there
so
they have
great
art
museums.
Yes, I can't believe you haven't been there.
No, it's totally new to me.
That's like the bike trail.
I'm putting it on
like,
my bucket
you know,
list
you like Cuyuna up
yeah,
north
for sure.
So Cuyuna's a great north bike trail I think a lot of people do, but I think Root River is kind of undersung.
Yeah.
So maybe that needs to get on your list.
Beautiful. Right. Yeah. In the fall too, like, you know, in October, the leaves are changing. But obviously summertime would be great as well. And then New Ulm also.
Yeah. Herman the German. How do you not go visit Herman the German?
Haven't met Herman either.
He's a massive statue. And it's Herman. I think it's actually called Herman the German. But he's, you know, that's a town that obviously lights up with Shell's Brewery for Oktoberfest. But they also have Bockfest in the spring. And then they have the Kaiserhof is one of the great German restaurants in the state, I think.
Okay, and also a shout out to Alexandria. I have some close friends who have a cabin in Alexandria, have enjoyed weekends there.
Yeah, so much fun. And I think that's a really great cabin space, you know.
All right, let's take some more phone calls as we talk about ideas for day trips in Minnesota and our surrounding states. Call us at 651-227-6000 as we start to plan some getaways in Albert Lea. Victoria is on the line. Good morning, Victoria.
Good morning.
Hi.
I heard you touched on Lanesboro just a minute ago.
Oh, yeah.
But Lanesboro, Harmony, epic areas to
Harmony.
Visit.
Mm-hmm.
Biking, tubing, fishing, golfing, shopping. You have to take an Amish tour. Bike to the Aroma Pie Shop in Wayland.
I've been to the Aroma Pie Shop in Wayland. Yes, amazing. Oh. Huge pies, all kinds of flavors.
Yes. They did mention Juniper Restaurant, amazing restaurant, and the owners are lovely. They're everyone in the Lanesboro Harmony area, just awesome to talk to. They kind of remind me of old Western towns, very simplistic, but
I agree.
Victorian, yeah, the Victoria Airbnbs there, Victorian houses are fabulous. So you got to hit that area And of course, the caves are nearby, so a lot to do.
And caves.
That's the Niagara Cave, isn't in Harmony.
Right. We're talking about, I love Southern Minnesota's getting a lot of love this morning.
I know.
It deserves it. Another phone call from a listener in Preston. That's nearby. This is Gabby who's on the phone. Good morning, Gabby.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, coming at you from the trout capital down here.
Oh, wow. Good trout fishing?
Yeah.
In Preston.
So I just wanted to put in a plug because Southern Minnesota is getting some love. But so I work down here in Preston and I work with all of the Root River Trail towns. So lots of fun things to do for day trips, but really wanted to plug, you know, trout fishing opener comes up in April. And so we have a lot of streams open for that. and then also one, I guess, kind of thing that a lot of people may not know is disc golf is becoming a really popular activity for us down here. So we just opened 18 holes of disc golf before winter hit. So just kind of a fun little plug for that, too, as I know people like to do day trips for that.
And Gabby, give me, what's the drive time from Rochester to Preston?
Honestly, it's like a 40-minute drive, so okay. Super easy to get to right on Highway 52.
Okay.
And the best part is you start passing through. We always say Chatfield is kind of the welcoming gate for us.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just start following Highway 52 through all of our little towns. And then, of course, you can take the scenic drive through Lanesboro, Wayland, Peterson, on to Rushford, too. So,
and this could be a couple of days, right? Because you could do...
It really can be.
A couple of days. Thank you. That's Gabby in Preston. Thank you so much. So many great ideas. I want to get back to our guest, Em. Em, you wrote a beginner's guide to camping.
It was a beginner's guide to bike packing, but I do also do a lot of camping.
Oh, okay.
So all of my hobbies are like very niche. Yeah.
So for folks who are new to camping, part of what makes it challenging for beginners is just the gear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you have to buy all that, or are there places that allow you to rent it or just to borrow it for the first time?
There are some places where you can rent it. I honestly recommend just asking people you know. If you have
to
seen
borrow.
A friend mm-hmm. who went camping once, that stuff doesn't get used
right.
nearly as often as everyone wants
right.
it to. Literally just shoot them a message and say, can I use this? I always feel like that's my favorite starting point.
No, I agree with you, because people who do purchase stuff, they usually will buy high quality
mm-hmm.
stuff, and because of work schedules or whatever, they can't use it as often as they'd like
right.
to. Okay. And so what do you enjoy about camping?
Well, I feel like it just gets you into nature in a very, very visceral way.
Yeah, you're close. You're sleeping on the ground.
Yeah.
You're one with the rocks.
One with the rocks.
Absolutely. And there's something really nice about that. It's just a totally different shift from a lot of the other staycations, vacations that you would do.
I like the noises at night.
Yeah, me too.
The animals and things.
You know, the coyotes.
The darkness.
Oh, totally.
The total darkness.
The
I love
birds,
it.
The birds, the loons.
Stars.
When the loons get going.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're kind of creepy, but I like it.
And then, when my children were young, what they liked about it, just some simple stuff. Again, back to the rocks. Throw in the rocks,
yeah.
running around in the mud.
Yeah.
Jumping into a lake. jumping out of the lake.
Yep, that's everything.
And what parts of the state have you enjoyed camping most? Are there some places better than others?
There are definitely, I feel like you almost can't go wrong. We go to Interstate State Park a lot, which is right on that border of Wisconsin and Minnesota.
Not far from the metro, just
not
east
far
of the metro,
at all.
Right.
Super easy to get to.
But the reservations, that's what
yes.
folks need to know. So let's talk about
yes,
that if you're going to go
absolutely.
To a state park.
Oh my gosh, that's like a completely unsung resource
yeah.
and everyone can, yeah.
But the reservations go fast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're planning a camping trip, you got to, at a state park,
seriously,
you have to make a reservation.
Prepared, yes.
Right. Think about that. Okay, and let's take another phone call. Let's see. We have in Minneapolis, Bernie is on the line. Bernie, in South Minneapolis, what do you want to tell us or recommend as we talk about getaways here in Minnesota?
Hi there. I wanted to just share my new favorite fish and plant store that just opened in the South Metro.
A fish store?
And,
like an aquarium?
That's right.
Okay. And what do you have there?
No, so it's what's neat about it is that everything in the store is like a nature scene.
Mm.
All of the aquariums are alive in the sense of they're are no plastic plants. There are only live plants. They have a enormous selection of plants for your own aquariums. A lot of just like extremely cute little nano tiny fish. And to top it all off, the guys who opened the store are all old employees of A World of Fish, which was a beloved fish store in Richfield.
So what's the name of this aquarium or this new store? What's the name of it, Bernie?
So this new place is called River Shore Aquariums.
And what city is it in?
It's in South Minneapolis.
Okay.
And in fact, it's right across from Bachman's.
Oh.
So
okay.
it is awesome. You can go have a little pastry and coffee at Patrick's inside of Bachman's, do a little shopping, and then walk across the street and come go check out all the fish and the aquariums, and they even have terrariums that look like rainforests and with frogs in them and mini ponds for your desktop. And oh, it's amazing. They even have a place for decorating the aquariums for the kids. And
so you could spend hours there and sort of create what you want to buy and take home.
Certainly. Okay. And it's just an experience. It's set up like a gallery, so you can bring the whole family, spend some time. And it's in an old dance studio, so it's lots of fun lighting.
Rivershore Aquarium in South Minneapolis. Thank you, Bernie. What do you think about that?
It looks pretty cool.
Oh, she's looking at a hidden gem. Okay.
I was like, if you want to bring nature into your house in the wintertime, that's and having fish and water, great.
You think you're going to get some fish?
I might get some fish.
All right. I love that for you. But the point is, we want to take our minds away from our daily routines, right? And to have a break. So not everybody's into hiking and biking and throwing our bike on a raft and doing whatever that situation
is.
That's a practice move.
There may be some retail shops that you may want to visit and have a little time to hang out. In St. Paul, let's talk to William, who's on the phone. Good morning, William. What ideas do you have for a getaway or a day trip here in Minnesota?
Oh, first I have to say, this show is amazing. Can you put the notes online or something?
Oh, of course.
I wish I could write
William,
down all
no,
of
no, no,
things.
No, 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 no,
like,
no. Yes, so I'm glad you don't have to write it. We will. The producers are nodding. They're like, yeah, we're going to take care of you, William. We're going to write these ideas down and have links to them on our webpage on NPRnews.org on the show page as soon as we can today. So it'll be there, William. What did you want to suggest?
Oh, my gosh. So I went up to Crosby, Cuyuna, and I went up there for biking, and it was unbelievable biking up there. But then after biking and a hot day, we jumped into the Mine Pit Lake.
Yeah.
And someone had some snorkeling gear, and so we were able to snorkel. And it was like we were in a different world because the water is so clear. You could see forever, and there was like these big trees underwater.
Okay,
I really
felt like
I was on a different planet. It was amazing.
A mine pit lake? So it used to be
quarries.
It used to be quarry. Now, and then when you're snorkeling, what are you seeing?
Oh, you're seeing like trees. Well, it depends on where you're at. I mean, if you go along the sides, you can really see very deep. But then what you'll see are like big trees in the water. There's all kinds of rock formations and things like that. It's really amazing because the water is so clear. Those lakes apparently are like 400 feet deep. They're really, really deep.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable. And we rented some paddle boards, and you can paddleboard forever on it. So we're absolutely hooked. We can't wait to get back up there as soon as possible.
The location, there's a University of Minnesota Crosby campus. So from the Twin Cities, if I'm going to Crosby, I'm headed north, right, William?
North.
How long is the drive, do you recall, from Minneapolis to St. Paul?
It was just over 2 hours. Uh-huh. I think we did it in like 2 hours and 10 minutes from St. Paul.
That sounds great.
Past Mille Lacs, right? Like we hook over past, Mille Lacs, and you keep going north a little bit?
Crosby's awesome,
exactly.
too. There are all these family-owned resorts.
Exactly. You head a little bit west from Mille Lacs. You go northwest of Mille Lacs, and you'll be right there. And there's some really great shops in town.
Lots of antiquing,
the snorkeling,
right?
Snorkeling was something I had no idea.
All right. Thank you. That's William in St. Paul. We're getting so many great ideas.
Yeah.
I want to ask our two guests, Ib and Stephanie, here in the metro area. So let's say there isn't transportation to get to other parts of the state. Any suggestions for a fun day out in Minneapolis or St. Paul or just our entering suburbs? What comes to mind to spend some time?
Well, I'm going to say this is because we've had a couple callers call out the disc golf situation.
I am a disc golfer,
shockingly enough.
I have no idea.
I know my kids and I have done this for a long time.
Oh, my gosh.
But Highland Hills, the ski resort, they just recently...
Bloomington.
Yeah, in Bloomington. Mm-hmm. They recently, during the summertime when there is no skiing, they have a really cool disc golf path. And it's, it's about like using the resources, like using the ski hills that are just sitting there and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you set up they set up the cages and then you... And it's great exercise and those hills are that's a workout. You know what I mean? So that's a great idea to kind of do that. And then, always feel like go get a roast beef sandwich somewhere, And then like,
Stephanie, how is that a day trip? A roast beef sandwich. Okay.
oh,
for folks
gosh.
In the metro area, maybe they've not taking in something new or something that's just a treasure that's just been around for a long time that's very popular? What comes to mind if someone's like, hey, I have an extra day off. What should I do?
I feel like I've been doing a lot of singing the praises of the outdoor stuff, so I'm just going to stay with that.
It's good for our mental health to be outdoors.
That's right. Yeah. We go down to Pike Island, my partner and I, with our dogs a lot, and I love Pike Island. It's like down almost by the airport, maybe 5 minutes away from the airport, but it feels like you're very secluded. It's right where the Minnesota and the Mississippi rivers meet, and it truly is almost like a pike-shaped little path. Mm-hmm. You can do about like a 5-mile hike. It's very flat, and in the winter, if you are a cross-country skier, a lot of the trails are converted to cross-country ski trails. It's like couldn't be easier to get to and couldn't be just like more fun and relaxing to take advantage of.
Last question in the last 2 minutes here. Romantic trips, couple trips, trying to... any suggestions?
You know...
That's low budget.
You know, here's the deal. I think that like I'm a big walk in the woods kind of gal. You know what I mean? And I wanted I would say more for like if you're going with like girlfriends or you're going with friends, there's actually a preserve out in sort of the Long Lake Orno area called Wolsfeld Woods. And it's just, you know, right outside the metro. It's just right there. And it's part of the big woods system that used to be a part of the whole state. And there are just trails and people have built little like wood sculptures in there. It's all
as you walk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just all organic. It's just something that like it kind of it's a good centering moment that is just and it can be romantic if you want to take somebody.
Last 30 seconds.
I'm going to shout out Two Harbors again. Very easy to get to, kind of like quaint and small and
just
romantic.
Past Duluth.
Just past Duluth. You can do a lot of indoor stuff, outdoor stuff, shopping, antiquing, hiking, rock collecting.
Yes.
It has everything.
All right. Well, our time is up. Thank you to our callers who offered so many great ideas. So many treasures we have here in Minnesota. And to our two guests for the ideas that you shared. We've been talking with Stephanie March there at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine and M. Castle, a co-founder and co-editor of Racket. And what's your website?
Oh, it's racketmn.com.
Okay, thank you. We're going out today on what I'm told is one of M's favorite road tripping songs, Comes a Time by Neil Young. Go to nprnews.org after the show, and we are working on putting together a collection of websites with some of the ideas you heard today. All right, we'll talk again tomorrow. This Thanks for listening to a recording of my live radio show on NPR News. A reminder that if you want to catch my show in real time, tune in and call in weekdays at 9 a.m.